Coming to you from the Morningstar Mission sponsored studio, this is Carl and Crew Mornings.
Ba ba da boo ba 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 shubala.
Oh no, he's scatting.
Ba 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 shuba dooby 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 dee.
I think we have something for that.
This is me on a better day.
Yeah, I was, that's a recording of me at high noon.
Right. This is what you do when you leave work and when you're on your way
to
work.
That's right.
Pick it from the top, though. This is great. I love the first part. That's the best. How does he do that?
I don't know.
I'm a scat man.
I love that.
Love it.
Oh, my word.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday morning.
Happy cold Thursday.
Ooh. Beep, ba, 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 ba.
We've lost Carl.
I love that. Actually, you can clean houses to this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
crank it
yeah.
Up. This guy, who is this?
I don't know. I've just always referenced him as the Scatman. So let me check and see if that's his real name.
Well, I don't think his mom called him Scat when he came out of the womb.
Maybe she did.
Not Scatman Brothers either.
Where's the Scatman?
Let me check and see.
I'm looking at the lyrics.
Scatman John. Scatman John is his performer name.
Okay. How old is this?
I don't know. Early 2000s, at least.
I'm actually 1995.
1995.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that before you were born?
That was the year I was born. Probably produced because I was December, so probably the. Before I was born.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I think we just need to move on. Let's redeem our time this morning and move on.
Whoa, hey, you brought
morning.
Something up there.
Good morning.
That's right. Oh,
that come one, come all to the house of love. The Scat Man there to get us going this morning.
Yeah,
that was good.
Coming up in a moment, we're going to tackle something really, really important. Today, we are tackling the seventh of the seven resolutions. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm wanting to give you a taste of this so that you can say, all right, I got it. Now, if you're up at 5 o'clock and you're rolling, you might have this somewhat under control. But let me ask you a question. Do you really? Or are we living in this mushy middle? Coming up straight ahead, we're going to be talking about the beauty of redeeming time. The one warning I have for you right now is I'm not talking about getting busy or worshiping work. I'm talking about redeeming time. That is much different. And we're going to talk about the beauty of blocking time, what that looks like. And
this is
something that I think you'll look at and go, yes, I can do this. Watch God give you some help.
And naps aren't a bad thing, right?
Right.
There you go. Mm.
Naps can be holy.
Oh,
naps can be holy. Good. Talking about that all, coming up straight ahead.
Go back and listen to your favorite episodes with the Carl and Crew Showcast. Just text SHOW to 312-274-9624.
So you know how you think your life is doing really well for time management?
Oh, sure.
And then you get a splash in the face. If you've never had a splash in the face, we're going to tell you how you can get that here coming up in just a minute. But I want to illustrate for you how it happened for me early on in our marriage. No, not early on. Let's see. What were we here? We were probably 7-8 years into our marriage.
Okay.
And I had run out of anniversary gift ideas.
Oh, no.
Just straight up run out.
Being honest. No.
And I came to my wife, Mr. Creative Man here, and goes, baby, here's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to sit down, think, and pray, and I want you to tell me what you want for your anniversary this year. Our anniversary.
Yeah,
it wasn't her anniversary. It's not like she was in AA at that time. We were talking about our marriage
anniversary.
Right.
And or at any time. I should clarify that. By the way, I'm a big proponent of recovery, considering we're all in recovery, guys.
Right.
Okay, so I said to her, would you tell me what you're thinking? She says, let me pray about that, and I'll get back to you. So she prayed about it and got back to me. When she got back to me, I momentarily regretted giving that offer to her.
Sure.
Because she said, Bub, I know what I want. I want us to turn off the TV for a full year. That's my anniversary gift.
A full year.
Full year. Not a day. Not a weekend.
Right.
A full year. No TV in the house at all.
That's difficult.
What was your first reaction?
What else would you like?
Did you come up with a second option?
That's right. Didn't hear you.
I did.
Something I could buy.
I asked for plan B. I said, really, that's what you want? And I'm always up for a challenge. So I'm like, let's do it. The first couple of weeks were brutal.
Yeah.
And here's what I learned. I learned, I got a lot more discretionary time than I imagined. The TV alone, I have some stats in my book here that are pretty staggering. The amount of unredeemed time. Let me give you this. I didn't know I'd open to this right away. This is great. Americans averaged more than 5 hours of free time per day. No subgroup reported having less than 4.5 hours of free time a day.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ready for this? The average time U.S. adults 18 plus, 18 years old and above, spent with electronic media, non-work related electronic media. Ready for this? Per day?
Right.
Over 10 hours.
Wow.
10 hours?
10 hours. I've got empirical data on that. As a matter of fact.
Oh, my stomach.
Let me see how this index works in my book. This is fun to do. Let me go back here to, okay, redeem time. Let me find the footnote here. It's number two. Here we go. That's Felix Richter's study, Always On, Media Usage Amounts 10 plus hours a day. That's from Statista, January 16th, 2019.
Wow.
Full empirical data right there.
Yeah.
Now, guys, I got to tell you something. Here's what happened to me when I had that little epiphany. I would have told you before I ever waded into this that, yeah, there's no way in this world that I'm wasting that much time. But when we turned off the TV and then we started looking at what to do with our lives, it was
I can't
scary.
Imagine. Yeah.
Guys, it was scary. And here's what I thought. I thought, I'm going to be out of the loop. You're never out of the loop, guys. You find other ways to figure out what's going on in this world.
Right.
You turn on the radio on the way to work, you know what's going on in this world.
Yeah.
And entertainment, you start getting really creative, and it starts getting better. Now, we did it a full year without TV. And when we turned it back on and brought it into the home, it really changed the trajectory of our life. And I will say this, to this day, it's impacted it. That 1 year of no TV has totally impacted things. I used to be a news and sports junkie. If it was news or sports, I had it on. My wife used to tease me a couple of times, she was loving, but she meant business.
It had some meaning in
it.
It
wasn't
yeah.
just a joke.
Mm-hmm. No, she said, do you benefit from seeing the same story on three different networks? Does that help you? Mm. Well, that was hard. And then I realized, man, I could watch pro sports, college sports. I can, Olympics rolls around.
Yeah.
I mean, you get into all this stuff and you go, and you got to ask the question, am I really redeeming time? By the way, am I into recreational viewing of sports and news still? Yeah, absolutely. But there comes a time when it's like, hold it. Aren't we at a threshold here that's a little bit much?
How much is much, you know?
How much is much? That's the question. So coming up straight ahead, I'm going to give you a challenge that was given to me a lot of years ago. It's called the Redeem Time Challenge. And we're going to make it available to you. Coming up straight ahead.
Get more from your morning show. Check us out on social media. Just search Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, guys. It is a blustery, chilly winter that we are in here. And on this Thursday morning, I want to say
cool today.
Welcome, welcome. And we are glad you're here. We're talking about the 7th resolution of the 7 resolutions from my book. In fact, we got a resource coming your way. Hugh Salisbury was a prof of mine. Great guy. Professor at Multnomah University, which was a Bible college in Portland, Oregon, very similar to Moody here in Chicago, and amazing guy. Hugh Salisbury loved me, loved our small group of men that were in a pastoral minor course with him. And one day he says, "Gentlemen, I don't want you to waste your life. I don't want you cheating on your wives." Good advice.
Those are really good things to not want.
Yeah, very good.
And he says, "I got something that's going to help you." He says, "It's called the Redeem Time Challenge." Oh, my goodness. Let me just tell you something. I thought I was going to kick tail at this. I was raised in a home. I was raised in Alaska. People from Alaska know how to work now. Let me just tell you. We know how to work. So my dad had taught me a great work ethic, and he just, I mean, he was just a great guy. And so I figured, Redeem Time Challenge, I got this. And here was the goal of this. Account for every half hour of your life for 1 week and jot down, what am I doing? So if you are sleeping, you don't wake up every half hour and, you know, say I'm sleeping. But in the morning, you go slept from here to here. And the night before, try to map out your day as much as you can. Well, the first couple of days of the Redeem Time Challenge, I was kicking tail. Come Wednesday, I'm starting to go, uh-oh. Now I'd front-loaded all the things I was going to do Wednesday and Thursday into Monday and Tuesday that I could really, you know, have a good result here. Here's what it proved to me after a week. I went into class, and I'm like, oh, Hugh, I mean, this is what it boiled down to. I got to the point where I was, sadly, what I was doing was I was starting to make up stuff. I'd spend 10 minutes doing it, and I'd put it down for a half an hour block. And then I even, near the end of the week, I took my spiritual day of rest. Man, I'm so glad God had that in the scripture, the Sabbath day rest. I'm like, woo! Glad that came in here.
Just blank that whole day out.
Little
That's
did
right.
I know that the goal of Sabbath day rest isn't to do nothing. It's to lean into God. And that's a big difference. So we started, man, when Hugh Salisbury was coaching us in our pastoral minor, we came back into that classroom, looked at him, and almost all of us said, we feel like failures. He said, you're not a failure. It's just that you got to learn how to redeem time. It doesn't come redeemed. And on that day, man, we made some massive changes. I began to learn what it was on that day, how to block time and how to redeem time in practical ways. And some of those tools and some of those things that I learned back then, I have for you now. But before I take you there, I want you to go get this cool little resource right now.
Yeah, we've got the link. We've got everything for you. Just text the word TIME, T-I-M-E. Text that word TIME to 312-274-9624, 312-274-9624.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Well, I got to tell you guys something. Coming up here in a minute, we're going to talk about some of the practical ways to redeem time, some of those tools that you need in your hand. And I know some of you maybe think, you know, I've never been good at using a calendar. I'm going to build a case for why we need a calendar today, maybe like we never have had in history.
Hey, this is Super Di. Hope you're enjoying the Carl and Crew Showcast.
Why in the world do we need a calendar? Think about that. Hey, this is Carl. Carl and Crew Mornings helping you take your next step with Jesus. We are rolling here today, guys, and we're talking about the need to redeem time.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that I personally have some trouble with. Redeeming time is difficult, but it's not impossible, and that goes for anybody.
And tell me about that a little bit more. Are you willing to be honest?
Yeah.
Time redemption. What eats your lunch?
Really wasting time through things that aren't super beneficial.
They aren't necessarily bad.
No, yeah. Like video games, for example. Video games are not a bad thing. I think even if I'm redeeming my time wisely, video games can still be a part of my schedule. But doing it too much becomes a problem.
Let me give you something that's really cool, Boom Crew, that Young Thunder just alluded to, and this is important. Look at what we find in Hebrews 12. The author of this book writes, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely." You know what he says here? There's two different things going on. One is sin that we got to throw off, and the other one is weight. You know that there are things that are absolutely sinful that we got to throw off and get out of our lives.
Yeah.
And then there's things that aren't necessarily sinful, but they aren't beneficial in our walk with God. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Isn't that great?
It is. It's good to know, but I think it also kind of makes it harder. Those things can be more difficult in some respects because you can justify to yourself, well, this isn't a sin. You know, I'm spending my time doing this when, you know, I could be sinning by doing something that is obviously a sin, but I'm not. I'm doing this, and this isn't a sin. So you kind of justify keeping it in those regards.
I love it, man. So what in the world, why do we need it now? Come on. Why do we need time management and redeeming time now more than ever? Why?
Because I think now more than ever, there are more distractions than there used to be. I obviously, you know, the Bible talks about redeeming time in the Bible, so it obviously was a distraction. There were distractions back in biblical days as well. But I think there are so many things that can easily eat up hours, not even just minutes or you know, half hours of our days, but hours of our days, because we just get distracted. And by the time you tune back in, it's time for bed, you know, time to start the next day.
I love that.
I think, too, if we're not using our time wisely, and I mean, and I'm guilty of this, too, that we open the door then for kind of Satan to take over our time. If I'm not directing it correctly, if I'm not in God's will with the time that I've got and redeeming it well, then I'm opening a big black hole for other things to happen or not happen.
Big time. Coming up is Time Redemption, Stephen Covey's, Zig Ziglar's, and James Clear's idea, or is it God's? Hang on.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Man, let's tackle this one. Love it. When we think about time redemption, and by the way, if you're wanting to really drill down on this one, I just want to encourage you. We haven't given this yet this morning, but I want to give it to you right now. We've got a link that is going to not only put you onto a book, but also a day planner. And I just want to tell you right now, man, I hadn't mentioned this. We want to drill down on this all day long. Mm-hmm. I took the principles of the seven resolutions and years of using day planners. Since 1990, I've been rabid about day planners. In the last year, right, I had to put it on my, as I was working through this and building mock-ups, I got rid of my normal hard copy and just put it on my phone. Here's what I did learn, even though I had to do that for a time because I was doing mock-ups. Man, that is not nearly as beneficial, and there's brain science proving this, that is not nearly as beneficial as having a hard copy to write things down on.
I love a hard copy planner. Oh, it's, yeah.
You got to have
it. Hands down.
So I made up a planner that goes with the book, that goes with the assessment. And we've never yet spiked this planner like this. But I want to tell you right now, if you want to redeem time, get serious. And by the way, there's going to be coaching coming down the road for this.
Good.
I want you to take hold of it right now.
Yeah, getting victory. We'll send you the link for all of that information. Just text the word seven. Text the word seven to 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624.
Okay, as promised here, we find time redemption way back. Listen to Moses in the one song that he wrote in the book of Psalms. This is one song that he wrote, and listen what he says. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Let's break it down. Teach us. Moses is appealing for God for a specific thing that would benefit the people. Mm-hmm. To number our days. The brevity of life and all its challenges and opportunities stood out in the mind of Moses.
Yes.
That we may get a heart of wisdom. Ready for this? Surprise. Redeeming time is inextricably linked to wisdom. Here's what I want you to know. Wise people don't redeem time. People who redeem time grow wise.
Can you say that one more time?
Wise people don't redeem time. People who redeem time grow wise. How cool is that, and how hopeful?
It is extremely hopeful, because I think you can look at this and say, you know what, this is kind of out of my ability to handle. I don't have that wisdom to be able to know where I need to redeem my time and, you know, all these things. But redeeming time is more of a discipline issue than it is a wisdom issue, and through it, wisdom comes, which I think is a really cool thing. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. You're telling me I can redeem my time and be more wise through that?
I mean, you grow. Wisdom grows out of time redemption.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I want that?
Yeah, we got to go after it.
Yeah.
Then in Ephesians 5, we find this. Look carefully then as you how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time because the days are evil. What? Here we get wisdom linked to time redemption again. And, ready for this? The avoidance of sin.
Yeah. Hmm.
Unseized time flows to our weaknesses, guys. It just does. It flows toward our weakest points. As a matter of fact, James Gordon McDonald says this. Here's four incredible takeaways from Gordon McDonald. I love the fact that he nailed these things because it helps us understand the power of time. He says this: unmanaged time flows toward my weaknesses. Unmanaged time comes under the influence of dominant people in my world.
Ooh.
Unmanaged time surrenders to the demands of all emergencies. And unmanaged time gets invested in things that gain public acclaim.
Whoa. Oh.
That's pretty heavy duty stuff.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to know. Time redemption is God's idea. Now, redeeming time, I've been 20 minutes since I've said this, so I don't want you to miss it. Redeeming time is not about getting busy or becoming a workaholic. It's about redeeming time for all those things that are your primary roles in life, the primary responsibilities in life. And we'll talk about how that comes together here in a little bit because it has to. But God wants to help you identify your primary roles, your mission in life, and then put that together in a way that allows you to redeem the time in your life and glorifies God and gives you great joy.
Right. And so that means it could be a nap. It could be going outside and building a snowman with your kids or grandkids. It's what God wants for you.
Yeah, big time. Great word. Okay, coming up straight ahead, we're going to talk about how in the world you make this practical, how you put it into motion. And as a matter of fact, one of the funniest little things I want to tell you about is the power of going to bed at night. Two tales of bedtime. They're both mine. Coming up.
Keep up with the team on social media. Just search Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook or Instagram.
The tale of two bedtimes. This is crazy, but it's true. The scriptures are clear about sleep. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Isn't that something? God gives us sleep. And basically he says it is in vain. We're being foolish when we go to bed late and get up early. Now, that's very convicting for morning show people. But it's something that we've got to apply to our life. This is what the Sleep Foundation has studied with regard to benefits of sleep. And this is what they learned. Sleep is just as critical to our body as other functions of survival, like eating, drinking, and breathing. Sleep is needed for a number of reasons, including energy conservation, restoration of our tissues and cognitive function, emotion regulation, and immune health. Those are facts. Why is that so critical?
I think it's critical because we don't always see sleep that way. You know, if I don't eat, you know, I'm gonna fall over and pass out. If I don't drink water, I'm gonna die in 3 days. But if I don't sleep or I sleep extremely little, you know what? I'm gonna be tired, but I can still push through that day. And so we don't see it as necessary as it actually is. But it is extremely necessary to sleep, and we just don't look at it that way.
And let me, super die.
I would just say there's extremes in that, too. You've got that, like Jonathan just mentioned, you know, where you're not getting enough and just going, or I don't, you know, I'm good on 4 or 5 hours or whatever the case may be. But then you can really swing that pendulum, and then you've got others like, I just sleep all day. I just get up whenever I get up, you know, that kind of thing. They just really abuse that sleep. It's like, no, get up. There's daytime hours to do daytime things, and there's purpose to those daytime hours, or maybe you do work midnights, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like people then just don't get out of bed. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right about
that. Use it the other way.
So here's the deal, guys. I learned something early on, and this is something I'm having to work on. I want to give you some tips, basic things about getting sleep. Because I used to go to bed too late when I was getting up early. And here's what it would do. It would steal my energy from the next day. And when you have stolen energy, you actually rip off hours. Mm-hmm. In fact, the biggest commodity in our life is not hours. It's energy. Because you got 24 hours in a day. The question is, are you bringing any energy to those hours?
Sure, yeah.
So let me give you several things that I've put together in my book, this chapter of Redeeming Time. Here we go. Get on a sleep schedule. Training your body to go to bed at a set time is powerful. Lower the temperature in your room. More sleep. We sleep more soundly in cooler temperatures. There's science on this.
All right.
Exercise your body regularly. At a minimum, walk and get deep breaths of fresh air. Exercise proves that when you lay your head down, you get better sleep. Finish eating about 2 hours before you sleep. A full stomach competes with rest. Some people didn't know that.
Wow.
Again, that's true. Turn off your screens an hour before bed. Blue light suppresses melatonin production.
Wow.
That's practical.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's getting practical.
Yeah. Those are great things.
So if you want to know how to get those things and how to start putting this into motion, I want to ask you right now to please consider getting a hold of a resource. And we are in our third day of rolling this bad boy out. Yeah. And you've helped me write it, Boom Crew. This is a tribute to you.
You really want to redeem time? Then how about taking some time and texting the word 7? Text the word 7 to 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624.
And I just want to say the reason we talk about this, you know, because you may say, well, I thought you guys were talking about redeeming time today, but you're telling me to get, you know, all this extra sleep. I could be doing things in those hours. The redeeming is not the same word as working really hard.
Correct.
So when we say
it brings quality to something,
yes,
not it doesn't check something.
Right. Absolutely. So redeeming time may not necessarily mean a lot of physical exertion or working extra hours at your job or, you know, painting that house. You know, those things get done. But sometimes redeeming the time is to sleep really well.
I love it. That's so right on. Again, you can grab it. Just text the word 7 to us here. 7 to 312-274-9624. Just the word 7, 312-274-9624. And oh, let me spike this. I made a day planner for everyone.
Oh,
that's,
yes.
Yeah, what am I?
Yes, yes, yes.
Totally brain gas in this one. Tell them about the day planner.
I love this. It coincides with the book. Okay, the book, of course, The 7 Resolutions, where self-help ends and God's power begins. But the key thing here with the redeeming time is, and Carl did this out of his own experience and knows, to redeem time, you just really need to put it into action. So this day planner will help you gain the victory in doing that. It's not to call you out. It's not to shame you what you're doing. It's to really help you discern wisdom and what you're doing with that time. As we just talked about, redeeming that time, the quality of the time that you're doing. It'll make such a difference for you. It coincides with this book. You're going to love it. All that can be found at the site, 7resolutions.com. There's boxes for all that to click on, but we've made it even simpler. We're going to send you the link just to get there. Just text that word 7, text that word 7 to 312-274-9624.
I don't know why I've got to do this for you, but I need some theme music for a chili recipe that my wife has for you.
Some theme music,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know. You got
for
some,
chili?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I don't know.
What do you got in there? Yeah, that's good. Now this is
some
wow
manly, spicy chili, man.
So I'm telling everyone this morning early, I said, man, I got a hankered for this chili that my wife makes, and she doesn't have some original recipe. We combine a couple of packets of things together. Best chili ever. Now, with the exception of you, Lori, maybe your chili is great. Good friend of ours.
Oh,
anyway,
I was like, who's Lori?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Good friend
Lori.
Of my
Hi,
wife
Lori.
And I. Mm-hmm. But this is good chili. Now, I'm not kidding you. This is hilarious. My wife stumbled on it one day. We get these Madras lentils from Costco. Mm-hmm. They're Indian packets, Indian food packets, Madras lentils. They're spiced up so nice. Put those bad boys, heat them up for a minute and a half. Woo!
I like it.
You're off to the races. All right, so get some Madras lentils from Costco. Costco's not paying us to say this.
No.
In fact, we may hurt their business, so who knows if they want this or not. And then get some Costco salsa.
Yeah.
Which I'm not big on the Costco salsa that much.
Kirkland
but
brand.
You can't ruin it.
I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not hot enough.
Okay.
And then get some ground beef or buffalo. My wife put some bison in this.
Oh, okay.
So she dropped bison in there, and then she topped it with grated cheese and diced onion. Oh, baby!
Sounds really good to me.
Ooh, my goodness. That was so good. So stinking good. I mean, some of those things are just amazing. Just amazing. And that's one of them right there. So a little chili recipe today. Yeah. This is a perfect day for chili.
This is
next
a good
few
day
days.
For chili.
Yes, it is.
My word. Wouldn't you love to have a bowl like that right now?
Yeah, I would.
Thanks.
Oh, my word.
You need to stop telling me about it because I want it.
Oh, my word.
And I can't have it right now.
Oh, my word. It's just funny.
She makes some, brings some in, okay?
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listen to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.